Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 15, 2022. Pray for everyone, including yourself. Question: It is written in Kabbalah that if you ask for yourself, you harm your soul. How can I understand this? What does it mean not to ask for myself? Answer: The goal of all our prayers has to be to correct myself and to come closer to the Creator. The Creator is the property of absolute bestowal, absolute love, and absolute connection between all. Therefore, if we are attuning to address Him correctly, we first must attune ourselves to these properties. Question: If I am asking to have the property of bestowal, do I harm myself? Answer: No, you do not harm yourself because you attune yourself to bestowal. You already want to be similar to the Creator. Question: But I am still asking for myself to have this property. Answer: But what for? It is for bestowal, meaning, in essence, you are asking not for yourself but for the ability in some way to bestow and serve others. Question: If a person is asking for his health or well-being of his family, is it harmful? Answer: Yes. It will not be harmful only if he asks for the entire world and for himself within this world. Question: What if I am asking, give me health but with the intent to receive the property of bestowal after that? Answer: It is also possible. Also, it is generally possible if you ask for everyone including yourself. In this case, your prayer is effective. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 25, 2022. Perfection of space. The space that remained after the restriction was circular, Baal HaSulam, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Chapter 1, Part 1. After the restriction, the space remains circular, meaning not in the form of a triangle or some other asymmetric object, but exactly an object where one does not have any special qualities against the other, and therefore, it has the shape of a circle. This suggests that the entire process took place in the equality and perfection of all its constituent forces. The fact is that the restriction occurred absolutely in all parameters. There was not a single special or greater or lesser parameter in relation to the others. All the desires, all the qualities, were absolutely equivalent. Therefore, the restriction had the shape of a circle. From a Kabbalah lesson, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, October 2, 2022. Sukkot is a symbol of a corrected kli. All the holidays celebrated by the nation of Israel are derived from the science of Kabbalah. The Sukkot holiday is a symbol of the spiritual kli. We must build such a form out of our desire to receive that the Creator can clothe in and reveal Himself in it so that we understand who the Creator is, what He wants from us, how we can be in connection with Him, and how to rise from our degree of creation, from the level of dust, to a level similar to the Creator. And to do this, we need to know how to build our kli from the material of desire with the help of the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light. The sukkah is a symbol of the corrected kli. This is a structure that serves as a model of our inner spiritual vessel. Therefore, there is a custom on the holiday of Sukkot to build a structure, not within our heart or the connection of hearts, but to build a sukkah in an external form as a symbol of a corrected heart, a corrected soul. The sukkah is built from the simplest natural material. Iron or concrete cannot be used for its construction, but only wood, stones, branches, and leaves, things that the earth gives. This is how we build our corrected kli, soul, in the form of a hut, a sukkah. Like a child's game, we build the desired spiritual state in material form. Based on the details of the construction of the sukkah described by Kabbalists, we can understand what a soul is, what it consists of, and what states it passes through. Baal HaSulam and Rabash were very sensitive to this holiday and took care to build a good, beautiful sukkah because it identifies a person's attitude to correcting his soul. Sukkot symbolizes that we have reached the corrected kli in which there are 4 degrees, the 4 walls of the sukkah, and the screen on the whole desire to receive, which is called shch, the roof of the sukkah. We are inside the sukkah, inside the soul, and nothing remains outside because we have corrected the whole soul and we connect with the Creator inside it. During the 7 days of the Sukkot holiday, we invite guests to the sukkah. The 7 sefirot, Keter, Hochma, and Bina, are above the roof of the sukkah, and under the roof are the sefirot Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malkhut. This is how we celebrate the entry of light from the degree of Gar into the Vak, into the body of the soul. From the 4th part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 20, 2021. Sukkot. Gratitude for the path paved for us. There is no limit to our gratitude to Baal HaSulam for everything he has done for us, for the efforts he has invested in order to pave the way for us, to the palace of the Creator. This is a man to whom we owe everything. And his eldest son Baruch Shalom HaLevi Ashlag, Rabash, continued his path, expanded it for us, and thanks to him we are on the spiritual path and hope to follow it to the very top of the world. Before Baal HaSulam, the manuscripts outlining the Ari's methodology were not organized and collected into one whole because some were extracted from the Ari's grave and some from other hiding places. No one had collected them in one place and worked on them seriously to understand what they said. It was hard to even figure out how to approach them and start studying them. It would seem that everything is so simple. They talk about working with the desire to receive at its different levels with the screen and the power of overcoming, as if about some physical laws. But the fact is that in order to understand the order of the entry of the lights into the Kelim and the relations between them, it is necessary to be at a very high spiritual level. It is impossible to study Kabbalah like physics, it requires spiritual attainment. And this, of course, is beyond one's power. Baal HaSulam was able to do this because he was honored with the embryo of the Ari's souls in him. That is, the same upper light was clothed in him as in the Ari, and he began to attain the spiritual like the Ari. From the 1st part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 7, 2022. Baal HaSulam Memorial Day.